Welcome back to the program, 538, as we jump into the entertainment news for Wednesday. You know, I've never followed basketball all that much, but if I had to be asked who I thought was probably the best basketball player of all time, I have a limited knowledge, but the first name that comes to my mind would be Michael Jordan.
Right.
You know, I'd have to go along that.
Michael Jordan at his peak was the best basketball player of all time.
And so he was asked, hey, man, who would you like to play? Let's say you could go back in time and in your prime play anybody you want. Who would you like to play one-on-one?
Uh-huh.
And he said Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Jerry West, Carmelo Anthony, all of these guys. And they said, so how do you think you'd fare against them? And he said, well, I don't think I would lose except to Kobe Bryant.
Really?
He said, Kobe steals all my moves. So there's Michael Jordan. Now, what do you think? Do you think he would fare well against the other three or the others?
Well, I think he would. Well, he would handle Jerry West, and he would handle. I think he would handle Carmelo, and I think he would handle Dwayne Wade. LeBron, that would be an interesting matchup.
LeBron James is built much differently than Michael Jordan.
Right, but I'm not
He's
sure.
More like a boxer.
Yeah.
But I'd still think Jordan in his prime was the best basketball player of all time.
All right, well, there we go. We've settled that. The best basketball player of all time.
Yeah, we've settled that, right.
Well, we saw Michael Jordan play against Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. but they were at different stages in their career.
Sure.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, great rivalries when the Celtics would play the Lakers, but by the time Michael Jordan was coming into his prime...
They were moving out.
They were still great players, but they were not at the peak of their careers anymore.
Top-rated television shows. There's been a whole bunch of things that have come out recently. Have you seen The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I watched the first episode last week. The second episode was on last night. The first episode was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
If you're a fan of the Avengers movies and...
A little too much cheese, but it's kind of...
It's a comic book movie or a TV show. What do you expect?
So I'm going to give it... I want to watch a little bit more of it. When the ratings came out, The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out number 14 in all of the ratings. There's some other new shows that are out there. Sunday Night Football, however, the New England versus Atlanta game, that was the number one rated show. Big Bang Theory was second. NCIS is still going strong. Came in third in the rating.
I'm watching three new shows so far, added on to all the other ones, the old shows I watched. But The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is one of them. Sleepy Hollow. And the Blacklist with James Spader. Have you watched that?
Okay, now, that's mentioned here. Hold on a second. The Blacklist is on this
I've watched two episodes, and it's...
Number 12.
It's good. James Spader is awesome in the role.
The theory there of the plot line is that he's the most powerful man in the government because he controls who's on the Blacklist.
He's a super criminal that has been working, doing all kinds of brokering of criminal deals and over the years. And he turns himself into the FBI for reasons still unknown. And he says he's going to catch all of these other criminals that the government doesn't even know about.
Doesn't this sound vaguely familiar, like it's been done in a movie plot? I don't know. Hannibal Lecter?
Well, it's sort of like that, although... He doesn't eat people. He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat people
about.
With fava beans for dinner. But there's a young female FBI agent that's involved. Yeah, it's the first two episodes are pretty entertaining.
Well, I got a new show for you that you're probably going to want to watch.
Uh huh.
ABC is developing a new reality competition show on over-the-top holiday house decorating.
Oh, brother!
It's called Lights, Camera, Christmas.
It's called Tick Off the Neighbors.
Yeah. It's going to air, in December. The contestants will be given 21 days to trick out their homes. The winner receives $50,000, and the neighbors get, Valium?
Has that new show about the Cheeseheads been on yet, about Packer fans, that new reality show about Cheeseheads that we talked about in the past?
Has that debuted yet? I do not know. I have not seen anything about that. But you know it's coming.
Yeah, and it's going to make us look like morons, I'm sure.
I don't know. Now, you know for a fact, though, that it's only a matter of time.
It's going to be a lot of drinking. It's going to be a lot of people with shirts off when it's 20 below zero. It's going to be a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, of course. And we're like, hey, it's Wisconsin.
Look, here's where we drop our pants when the Vikings team bus pulls away.
You know it's a matter of time before they have security cameras of Walmart as a TV show. You know that. I'm surprised that hasn't hit yet. Would you watch
it? Wouldn't there be a legal problem? Walmart would probably sue.
Are you kidding? They would probably license it and sell it in their stores for the DVD pack.
Here, sign off on the distribution rights, and I got this
Walmart
gift card.
Right next to the Duck
card.
Dynasty t-shirts.
Watch for falling prices and tube tops. One more TV show I know you're going to love.
You could do a series about that.
Absolutely.
You remember, which was it? It was Southwest Airlines, where they did a reality series about just about their planes and unruly passengers. And
about your adventures at the airport.
My flight was canceled. I got to get home. And guys that were too drunk to fly. And
how bad is it when you are too drunk to just sit on an airplane? I mean, that's bad, man. When you are too drunk to be able to walk down the runway or the gangway, get into your seat, and sit there for a while.
Well, some people need to be self-medicated to fly. You know, they don't like flying, so they need to...
I found the airport series when it was on. When you're just channel surfing and it was on, it was just eye candy. I couldn't turn away from it. It was a train wreck.
Well, YouTube is coming out with its own program.
I saw that!
As if we need another awards program, YouTube is getting its own music awards show this year. It's going to stream live on YouTube. Go figure.
So this is for the people that don't have record deals that get hit songs and hit videos on YouTube. It's a big part of the music industry these days.
We can thank Justin Bieber or YouTube for Justin Bieber's success.
What's her name? The Friday song.
Yeah. Black. What was her last name?
Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the guy that took over as the lead singer for Journey, he was discovered on YouTube. Mm. The band was looking for replacements, and they saw this guy, and they're like, wow, he doesn't look like Steve Perry, but he sure does sound like him. Anyway, the broadcast will happen on Sunday, November 3rd. It's going to include performances by Lady Gaga, Arcade Fire, Eminem, Jason Schwartzman is hosting, and nominees will be announced on October 17th.
Is YouTube one of the great time-wasting inventions of all time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you get sucked in. You watch one video, and the best thing they ever did was all of the links to other videos along the right side, because you just keep going from one to the next next.
Chris came by my desk the other day. We were waiting to go into a meeting or something like that, and I was watching a video. I didn't intend to, but I got sucked into it, watching a video of supercar crashes.
Uh-huh.
Lamborghinis, Ferraris, you know.
And pretty soon, an hour and a half is gone.
Oh, yeah. The next thing you know, it's like, are you going to come to the meeting? No. This Bugatti Veyron drives into the lake. You got to see this. Watch this. This is horrible. All right, and last but not least, little Richard had a heart attack last week. He was saved by a combination of air conditioning, baby aspirin, and Jesus. He says, the doctor told me that what saved my life is air conditioning, baby aspirin, and Jesus had something for me to do. Little Richard. Didn't we just talk about him and his birthday or something?
Yeah, we had his version of I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. You played a little bit of it.
Not on the air, did we?
Yes, you did.
Why would I do that? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
We have news from the Vatican. We have a couple of new saints. Pope John Paul II and Pope John Paul the 23rd. They're all John Paul, aren't they? The ceremony will be hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be a big night, and why not?
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.